Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Another unnecessary sequel trying to pull the same trick. Now you see me, Bo. No, you don't. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Fido Friendly Magazine presents the 8th annual month-long pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. On the road from September through October. Along with media sponsor Animal Radio and companion sponsors Turf Mutt and Evercare, we travel in our Mercedes Sprinter, provided by Sprinter Rentals, from L.A. to Chicago, stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption events. Our community sponsors John Paul Pet, Zeus Pet Toys, Petcurian, Well Pet, Tito's Vodka, and Vets Best go along for the ride, while we bring our giant spinning wheel filled with prizes you can win. Log on to Get Your Licks on Route66.com to find out where the tour stops near you. You can help raise money for your shelter, and you might just find your new forever friend.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. Renegade goldfish have been a problem all over the world, and officials are asking you, please do not dump your pet goldfish into a lake. It can set off the eco-balance of waterways when a new fish is dumped into a lake or waterway, and it has no natural predators there, so things kind of get out of control, and then those goldfish begin eating plants that the natural fish who are already there need to survive. Researchers say in waterways, goldfish grow to weigh as much as 4 pounds.
Holy
it's
moly.
Likely, yeah, that they were, you know, probably a kid's pet. And, you know, maybe the family was moving. The parents didn't want to take the aquarium, so they just dumped the goldfish into the local wetlands. But it's not a new problem or one that's unique to just Australia. It was just last year the Canadian government put out a plea for pet owners to stop dumping goldfish into local waterways. Remember, goldfish are really a species of carp. And they can reach monstrous sizes in the wild. And like all carp, the domestic goldfish will grow to be as large as its resource and surroundings allow. And in the wild, goldfish are carnivorous. They're bottom feeders. And that disrupts sediment. And they say that makes it harder for the other fish to eat. Plus, a goldfish in the wild will feed on the eggs of native species. And they may also be bringing new diseases to the wild fish population. Now, believe it or not, there's more on this. Goldfish are so incredibly tenacious. One of the fish that was tracked in this new Australian study that's revealing all of this info to us traveled 142 miles in the 1 year that researchers followed it. So no matter where you live, no matter how sentimental you are over your unwanted pet, please do not set it free when it's time to say goodbye. You know, it's a sad subject, and if you can't find a new home for it, the researchers who did this study say, check with the pet shop where you bought it, see if they'll take them back. And they add that if you're going to euthanize the pet, if you can't find someone else to take it, to put them in the freezer. They say that's the most humane way. Hmm. Isn't that tragic?
That I've heard tragic. That before.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're like plants. You know, you put a plant in a bigger pot, it grows bigger. You put a fish in a bigger lake, it grows bigger.
Can you eat them? Mm-hmm.
Can you eat them? Okay, Joey.
No, I'm serious. Can you?
I don't know.
Because you can eat cod.
Shut off his mic. Just shut off his mic.
Well, I don't know. It's a good way to get rid of him.
They, carp are, they're bottom feeders. I mean, they eat the gunge that's on the bottom, right? I mean, lobster is
but sort of lobsters and crabs and everything else we like.
All right.
Didn't I say shut off
Washington,
his mic?
Oh, go ahead. Is it off?
It's off.
Oh, thanks. Kidding, Joey. Washington State's insurance commissioner has fined a pet insurance company, American Pet Insurance, which goes under the name Trupanion, $150,000 for violating state laws in Washington State. They say most of the violations were related to charging rates that the insurance commissioner did not approve, and that is required by law. But the violations did include a lot of failures to cancel policies in a timely manner after a pet's death, after a customer also no longer owned a pet, and when the pet owner had canceled the policy. They were apparently failing to cancel those policies. And in an experiment further investigating the relationship between humans and dogs, researchers wanted to find out if it is a true bond or is it a love of food, you know, those treats we give them. They found most dogs anticipate the praise of their owner as much, if not more, than a food reward. You remember, you know, a century ago, psychologist Ivan Pavlov had trained dogs. You know all about that, Pavlov's dogs. But now, in this new research published in the journal Social Cognitive and Affective Neuroscience, boy, that is way over my head, it suggests that dogs aren't so single-minded as Pavlov thought. Now, the scientists began their experiment by training dogs to associate three different objects with three different rewards. There was a pink toy truck with food. So if the dog chose the pink toy truck, then they got food. A blue toy, which was a knight, was associated with verbal praise, and a hairbrush was associated with nothing or no reward. Now, over the course of the 32 trials they did, 13 dogs were presented with the three objects, and all dogs preferred a reward to none at all. They say four dogs showed a particularly strong response to the blue toy, which got them praise. While, you probably thought this too, nine dogs, the most, responded equally to the two types of rewards, and only two consistently were more excited about the food reward. Now, they did a second experiment to kind of test this first one, where researchers allowed dogs to follow one or two simple mazes, one leading to the owner. The other simple maze led to a bowl of food. Owners sat with their backs turned and then praised their dog when he or she arrived. Now, the findings in the second experiment pretty much mimicked the first. Most of the dogs alternated between loving the food or loving the owner, but the dogs with the strongest brain response to praise, they chose their owners 80 to 90% of the time. Mm. And that shows the importance of social reward and the need for us to give praise to our dogs. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
And let's head back to the phones, toll-free 1-866-405-8405. Who's this?
This is Sherry from Oregon.
Hey, Sherry, how are you doing?
Well, I have three little dogs, two Chihuahuas and a Yorkie. They're all females, and they get along really good for the most part, but every once in a while they really get into it. I mean, the teeth showing and everything, and I'm just kind of wondering if I should break that up or leave them alone and let them figure out what they need to figure out.
Well, it kind of depends here. So what are the squabbles over? Do you know?
Usually it's a toy, and they have certain places on the bed where they lay. And if one of them gets in the other one's place, especially at nighttime in the middle of the night, if one of them gets in the other one's place and they go to get back in there after they've gone out and potty, then they get mad at each other like, that's my spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, should you break up fighting dogs? You know what? My opinion is I would rather them talk it out than them fight it out. So your job is to actually anticipate what is going to set them off and what are the problematic areas. So it's far better to not allow it to escalate to the point where we could actually have an injury. Now, if they're talking it out, they might, you know, non-verbally, they might give each other a look, there might be a little grumble, and it should cease there. So there should always be a point where dogs defer to another one. So, hey, that's your favorite spot. Okay, I got it. That's your favorite toy. Okay, cool. And if they don't, then we don't want to yell at them. We don't want to scream, say, hey, stop that. Because that can actually make their anxiety worse in those situations. But that's where you can help to try to direct their behavior. So if there is a particular toy, making sure that that is separate, where we won't have a squabble over that. If coming in the back door means they're going to have a spot that they're going to all go running for and jump, then we control their entry and maybe separate them so that we don't have those squabbles.
Okay.
But a lot of this also depends on you being the leader in the household and making sure that they understand that, hey, when mom's around, we don't have to fight because everything's all figured out. So a lot of times I find that dogs will tend to fight, you know, over attention for the family members, you know, sitting on laps, things like that, sitting next to you. So that's goes back to where you just need to make sure that each and every one of them understand that you got it, you're in charge, and
they all have their space on mom's lap. It is hilarious, and they don't really fight over that. But you know, people say that, well, I don't, I'd say that when I say people, that dogs can't get jealous. And I believe that they can.
Well, they definitely have the things that are important to them, whereas another dog might not have something that's important to them. So, yeah. So, but I would have to say that, you know, these particular things, items, spots, it's really important to recognize that when this is happening, and we want to make sure we don't yell at someone who's doing the right thing in the right situation. So, you know, if you've got one dog that's already lying on a spot and the other dog, it's her favorite spot, and she really wants up there and she growls or snaps, that is not an appropriate response. So no matter whose favorite spot is, we don't want to reinforce the dog that is acting inappropriately or aggressively. Okay. So it doesn't matter whose favorite spot is. If you're growling and snapping and acting a fool, that is not appropriate, and you're not going to get what you want. So then you would remove that dog out of the situation, you know, not as a form of punishment, but just as a way to diffuse the situation. So it is a little bit dependent, and sometimes these are hard things to answer without kind of being there and seeing it, because we might say, oh, well, that's Fancy's favorite spot, don't do that. But, you know, if Fancy is baring teeth and snapping or growling or got her ears back, it doesn't even have to be all verbal. So that's where you would need to really watch their ears, their eye motions, that kind of thing.
I've never moved one dog, even though it was her favorite spot and the other dog was in it. I've never moved the dog that was in it. So that I don't do. Is that okay?
To some degree. But that's, again, where if one dog says, hey, I'm uncomfortable with what you're doing, and the other dog doesn't back down or just doesn't take that cue appropriately, that's when you're going to have problems.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock, with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
Remember when you were a kid and you couldn't wait to be old enough to shave? Not anymore. For most of us, shaving is just another one of those joyless tasks on our daily to-do list. Overpriced blades, nicks, irritation, and of course, you always run out of something, which means shaving with a dull razor. That's gonna hurt. Sounds like it's time you tried Harry's, a company that believes shaving should be, well, less of a hassle, which is why Harry's makes getting quality shaving products convenient and for a lot less money. A lot less. Because only Harry's ships directly from their own factory, which means no upcharging. And with Harry's, you can order online and get blades when you need them. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set, complete with a razor, a five-blade cartridge, shaving gel, and post-shave balm for free. Just pay shipping. To claim your free trial set and post-shave balm, just go to harrys.com and enter code RADIO16 at checkout. That's promo code RADIO16. That's RADIO16.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I'd watch dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet. I am DM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones, subject to credit and $30 activation fees, loose taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second. Prohibited network use rules apply, and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.